everyone. So, a girl at a coffee shop who turns into your friend due to the daily sightings. Well, this friend, 1 year ago, says to me, "You should have a podcast." So, here we are. We started this podcast. Fresh Laughs with Ash. I'm Ash, sharing my random or fresh thoughts. Thoughts I have in the car, in the shower, either way, they're random, new, and fresh. But the more I thought about it, they're not random. Because the more I do my Fresh Mercies events, the more women I meet, the more I realize we're not all that different. That thought that you're thinking, yeah, you're not the only one that thought it. So, here we go. Let's laugh together and give an amen together too. On Thursdays, that is, when new episodes are released. Couple things. I always say that if pride does ever sneak in, which it usually doesn't, because God is just so faithful at keeping me humble. But I was walking to my car, just kind of laughing to myself, because if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at? Or I guess if you laugh at others, you better be able to laugh at yourself. Anyways, but yesterday, it was just funny. Yesterday, this isn't me like being a martyr, I promise. I don't need anyone to make me feel good. I know I am loved. But yesterday, I posted, now it was my friend Sam's idea, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's a great idea, thank you. So I posted for one of the giveaways, for a couple things, trying to get a Devote ticket sold and trying to get people to listen to my podcast or see who is listening to my podcast. Well, I discovered one person is. So thank you, Danielle. I'm just kidding. Actually, there were more, but on that one post, there was only Danielle. But I think there was, you know, Carrie and Heidi. So again, thank you, top followers. And so anyways, I posted about like, hey, I got interrupted in that one, but I'm not starting over because you can't, you know, it wouldn't be authentic. That's what I'm trying to say. So anyways, because Boston called. So I post a thing that says, hey, if you want this giveaway, comment below, like your favorite episode or your favorite thing I talked about or anything, right? I had like three comments. It was just funny to me. It was just funny because it was like, huh, that's super cool. I'm glad I was able to put that out there. But you know what? Like I said, I'll always be humble because God does a really good job of humbling me daily. Thank you, God. And you got to start somewhere, okay? So I'm sure, you know, Oprah, I'm sure she didn't have a million viewers her first episode. Am I comparing myself to Oprah? I guess. But it was the only one that came to mind. Because I kind of like want to go back to Oprah days. And she was good. I'm just saying. I wonder if those episodes are like on Netflix. That's a good idea. Bring Oprah back. Like, not her network or whatever that she has going on. Or master classes, which I'm sure is good. But I'm just saying. You know what else? Have we talked about shopping carts? And putting them back? Have we talked about that? I feel like we have. I'll get past it then. Someone tell me to get over that. Okay. The other night we went to the movies, which actually I should do a movie review. That's a good idea. Anyways, so we got out of the movie theater and I was Chad and I went to one, and then the kids and my mom went to another one. And ugh, thank God for grandmas. And as we were waiting for them to get out of their movie, I look on the counter, you know, like the concessions have closed. It's shut down time. And so no one's like behind the counter or anything, but I see on the counter, they have rolled up posters and there's a sign that says free movie posters. I got so excited. It took me right back to when I was a little kid. And do you remember this? That all the posters that they would hang up for, like, I think it was like the current movies or movies coming, but I actually think it was movies that were currently playing. But you would put your name on the back of the poster that was hung up, and your phone number, I think. And then when they took them down, they'd roll them up and they would call you and you would go get your poster. I did not know that we were still doing those things. And I couldn't see the poster because someone rolled it up so that you couldn't see what poster it was. But part of me just wanted to take all of them just for the sake of the memory. You know, it's little, that's when I'm like, ugh, so old. When it's nostalgic, right? Like, I remember that time. And then it's just so great when it's like, oh my gosh, we're still doing that? That is so great. Like, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something like super techie, like, okay, Face ID on my cell phone, right? We're there, but don't worry because we're also still putting names on the back of posters at the movie theater. Because you know what? Some things just won't ever die because they're so great. It's kind of like when I see a phone book in my mailbox. That was cool. And then Chad was like, I'm gonna toss this, right? And I'm like, no, it's a phone book. Chad's like, we're never gonna use this. And I looked through it for a little bit, again, just fun, because I'm like, this is how we looked stuff up. You know, I'd call someone in high school. No, it wasn't high school. Okay, it was junior high. I would call someone in junior high. And yes, I would then hang up. I'm just saying. But because I was like really cool then. not like I was calling boys, okay? It was one boy in particular. And I will never tell you his name. But anyways. And I would like deliver nachos and pretzels and cheese and cinnamon rolls to his class during cafe latte. I loved cafe latte. Wasn't planning on talking about any of this, but now I'm just going. It's just, oh, remember your memories. Cafe latte, cinnamon rolls, and we'd have a little cart and we'd go from class to class. And like, now I think about it and I'm like, as a teacher, I'd be like, no, I'm sorry. You are actually not going to come in to my classroom and take orders for food. You know, because it just seems like that's such an inconvenience. Like, but don't worry, now they teach with cell phones, and I don't even think the kids listen. So, anyways, how could you? How do you compete with a cell phone? But, anyways, so thanks, teachers, for letting us junior high kids come in and be like, "Hey, you want a slushie from Cafe Latte?" And then you got in the other cafe latte class, you got to create your own business. And I can't remember who was with me, but we had a business. And prepare yourselves for this name, this business name. Pazelle's with Pizzazz. That's right. We sold Pazelle cookies, which honestly are delicious. Pazelle presses, Pazelle makers. I actually think I still have one because they're delicious. Yep. Pazelle's with Pizzazz. Yep. So anyways, thank you for joining me on that trip down memory lane. And remember, go get that poster. Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The good news? Tomorrow is a new day of fresh mercies, forgiveness, and abundant joy. You just have to seek it. Fresh Laughs is a sister company of Fresh Mercies Women's Ministry. Like and follow Fresh Mercies on Facebook and Instagram, please. Podcast editing and production is done by Caitlin Wagner. New episodes of Fresh Laughs with Ash are dropped every Thursday. P.S. Check out freshmerciesic.com. I enjoy writing almost as much as I enjoy talking. So there on the website, you can find the newsletters I've written, as well as you can see pictures from past events.